Last night, I saw an angel falling down. When I saw her face, it took my breath away.
Good evening. I am, or good morning, or good afternoon, depending on when you're listening to this. I am Pastor Floyd Hughes, and I have Lene and Melissa and Melanie, and Rachel is unable to join us tonight. But we're talking about something that's probably impacting lots of moms and dads, but this is a mom's podcast, and grandparents, but this is a mom's podcast. But before we talk about that, I have a question. Are any of your kids sick? Because like the whole flu, sick, cold, it's the season and it's like going around like quick.
I'm gonna knock on wood real quick, but Jax has made it unscathed so far. No sicknesses.
All right, what about Lene? Anyone sick?
I don't even want to say. I don't even want to say because it will like jinx it. But we have all had our sicknesses. And at the moment, there's just like a slight cough. That's all we've got. That's the best we've been.
All right. What about you, Mel?
Well, it all depends on Lene and her family. Because we always seem to get everything from Rita and Roscoe. But
oh, funny. <Okay. laughs>
Half of the stuff. But Caden was sick a lot this fall. So hopefully most of the winter is, knock on wood, pretty good from here on out. But I'm afraid. But right now he's good.
Okay. I'm going to start the next question with Melissa because she looks like she's getting attacked by dogs. And she is. So let me ask you, what happens in your house when you get the notification that school is closed, which has been happening? It is hysterical watching her like bob and weave around the dog, but has been happening like multiple times. I think it's, I don't know how many days because I don't have kids in the school system, but it's multiple days and we're only in like January. So Melissa, what do you guys do when you get that notification school is closed?
We sleep in. Jax just lives his best life all morning. And then now they don't have snow days anymore. It's really unfortunate that we live in a world of technology, because back in my day, we just had an actual snow day. You just hung out at home and you weren't sick, but you just got to hang out and do nothing. Now he has to sign on to school still. Like, he is just an instructional, they call it like an FID day. So it's a flexible learning day. Uh-huh. He signs on and his teachers just upload all of his classwork to his iPad. And then he still has to do all of his schoolwork for the day just at home.
Oh, wow. So do the teachers have to like, well, they probably know. I wonder, do they know in advance? Have you been getting notified the morning of, or...
Usually the day before. If we get notified the morning of, they still switch it to a flexible day. I think a lot of like what Jax does in school, it isn't hands-on anymore. The teachers aren't like sitting down and like working stuff out with the kids. A lot of it is on their iPads. They don't have like textbooks and all the stuff that we would have had back in school. So most of their learning is through the iPad. So when he's home, it's not much different than what it would have been for an in-class kind of day. She just kind of uploads different assignments of stuff that they were working on, and that becomes his classwork for the day.
All right, so Melanie, what happens in your house when you get the notification school is closed?
I say, thank you, Lord. I roll over and go to sleep for 2 more hours.
So you don't have to get up and get everybody ready or anything?
All I have is Caden to worry about, and he likes to sleep in too. Okay. So,
well,
it makes my day.
All right, so easy for you, but have your notifications been, most of them over the last couple of ones that you've gotten so far this year, have they been the night before or the morning of when you're notified?
Usually the night before.
That's good.
So we basically had this most of this whole week off because of the storm in advance. So we knew like Monday that we weren't going to be coming in.
Okay.
There went.
Okay. Lene, what happens in your house when you guys get the notification?
We have to gently tell the news to Rita because she's devastated when she doesn't have school to go to. So yeah, she gets really sad. And for Roscoe, we just had to be like, oh, well, actually it was really hard because it was his snack day on his birthday and they canceled school. So he missed out on that. And he was, I don't know if he was sad. He was at least a little sad, but I think I might've been more sad, but he did get to make it up today. So he still had his like birthday day. They gave him a balloon and he got to be line leader and I don't know exactly, but something with the flag. And it's like a very big day for them. So I'm so glad he didn't totally miss it. But last Thursday was very sad.
And so same for you. Have most of your notifications of the school closures, have they been the day morning of, like 5 a.m. that morning or the night before?
I can't quite remember. We have a rule if like the school district is canceled or 2-hour delay, we cancel. So like, but she doesn't, I don't think she sends us the official message until like the morning of.
Oh, okay.
But I kind of know because I can see what's going on.
Well, let me ask all you guys this. How does that impact your work plans if it's a day where you're like scheduled to work and now all of a sudden you've got to juggle? So what do you do with that? Like if you're supposed to go to work and then, you know, 5 a.m. it's, or the night before or 5 a.m. they're like, hey, schools are closed. Then how does that impact your plans for the workday?
If I'm lucky, Bill's home, so I'll just leave Jax with him. If I'm not lucky, my boss doesn't care what the conditions are. I could be half dead, and she would want me there. So Jax goes with me to work that day, and she finds use for him there because everybody has a purpose in that place.
Now, hold on. I have to ask Melanie and Lene, because they know your boss. Is that an accurate description, you think?
I believe her. Although, wait, Melissa wasn't at work today. Someone asked. I was there. She's just
had herself. I had a doctor's appointment with my surgeon / specialist. Oh, and actually, Stacy let me know that the hostess she found today to fill my spot was sick with the sickness going around it. So she was not making it in. And so after I was done with my doctor's appointment, I was welcome to go in and continue my shift out for the time I had left. So it was not allowed that I was not there today either. I was still expected to show back up.
That sounds like her. Okay. All right. So if you guys know in advance, what are some of the things that you do to prepare? Well, wait. So Lene and Melanie, what about you guys? How does that impact you work-wise?
My mom, if I work in the morning, she has my kids. So I just let her know that she doesn't have to take them to school. And she's probably just really excited that she doesn't have to leave the house. But if I work night, it doesn't affect, only if I work in the morning.
What about you, Mel?
I work strictly off shift, so it doesn't affect me at all. It just allows me to sleep in from working the night before.
Here's the next question, because if your child's homesick, right, normally you're just taking care of them. They're not a big deal, unless they're a grumpy sick person. But we went from the dog on Melissa to now the cat.
I prefer the cat. She's not amused. My dogs are annoying.
So if they're home from school, though, instead of taking care of them, do you have to entertain them? I know, Melissa, you said no because he's got schoolwork to do, but what about you, Oné and Mel? Mel, if you've worked the night before and you're trying to sleep in, that's great, but which is easier? You have to wake up, but then you send him off to school, or he stays home and you get to sleep in, but then you've got to entertain him while he's there?
There are perks to either one, but he does sleep in with me, hallelujah. But getting him up for school is horrible. He does not like to wake up, and neither do I. So we're just a terrible team getting ready in the morning, and we're late almost every day. But he is also an only child, and very obviously an only child, because he needs to be up my butt 24/7, needs entertained 24/7. And I try not to do the TV thing, but that is almost impossible if I want to do a single thing at all. So it does put a little bit rough patch on the day if I can't ship him off to school and then go to the store or whatever I need to do.
All right, Lene, what about you? How does it impact your day?
It just allows me to spend more time with my kids, and I love it because since I work a lot now, I don't get to see them as much, and I miss them a lot. So it doesn't really affect anything negatively, except they're a little sad that they don't get to go to school. But we get up so early, and school is so late in the morning that there's sleeping in isn't a thing. We always get up at the same time. There is no getting up at a different time. So yeah, we're not like sleeping in. We're just hanging out.
You don't take advantage of the ability to sleep in, especially if they have to get up that early?
They don't sleep in. We just get up when Rita feels the need to wake up, and then we're all awake. And we're just pretty used to that. So Rita likes to proudly proclaim that she is an early kid. And she is. We've never been slept in past like 8. That's like really sleeping in.
I hope they still have this technology in the future, so we can play all of these podcasts for her future husband, so he can hear all this. But
we pray for her future husband.
All right, so here's another question. If you know, hey, tomorrow, the next day, or whatever, what are some things that you do to prepare for like the snow day closures? Do you like start planning out events or things, or you just we're gonna wake up and wing it?
We just go sledding. That's it. And then we wing the rest of the day.
Oh, that's fun. That's cool.
It's usually a stay in, stay warm, watch TV kind of a day for us, but because I do not like the cold, I do not like to go out in the cold. Sometimes I'll go to my mom's and fall on sled riding off on my brother, which worked out today.
What about you, Lene? Do you plan stuff out for them to do, or just we'll wing it, see what the day holds?
I usually work, so on the days that we've been off, we just hang out till I have to go to work. But if it's really cold and nasty, like, we're not going out, we're just gonna go inside. And Rita is always frozen, so she does not want to be out in that snow. So she's fine just staying in.
Yeah, I feel that. So Melissa, you brought up a good point, because you said back in when you were a child, snow days were totally different. You didn't have to like log in and do schoolwork and all that. So how did your parents deal with snow days when they got the, was it an email, was it a notification, or was it, they still had to watch the news and see if schools were going to close?
My grandparents would watch the news, wait to see if it would close, and then they kind of just laid in bed and let me do my own thing. I mean, a snow day back then was a real snow day, so they didn't have to do anything. They just got to go back to sleep.
Oh, well, they just like fend for yourself, just don't burn the house down.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's cool. All right. What about for both you, Mel and Lene, because you guys were in the same household? What kind of notifications did your mom and dad get, and what did they do? What were snow days like for you?
We had to wait and see if our district ran across the bottom of the news. We're that old still.
Wait, and whenever we wait, like end of high school, we definitely got like notifications on our phone. It was like,
yeah,
somewhere. It was somewhere.
Okay.
I don't remember. That was so long ago.
It was.
And I don't even remember what our snow days were like. I just remember they were a lot going to school. And we didn't have school days, which is terrible. That is horrible. That is a disgrace to kids saying, oh, it's a snow day. Here, do work.
I'm pretty sure we slept in and we watched TV and just hung out.
Yeah. We would hook up the sled to the quad and drive around. I know we did that. That's all I remember.
Yeah, I feel like on a snow day, the only work kids should be doing is shoveling driveways. Other than that, let them enjoy it. Because it's different for the teachers. Once they upload the thing, they're done. And it's not like they have to sit, now I got to explain it to you and explain it to you and explain it to you. They just upload it and they're done.
Yeah, no, Jax's teachers have like an hour window. They're on the like Zoom meeting or like a Google Classroom Meet type thing for like an hour. So from like 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. or 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., something like that. If you can't figure out your classwork or you have questions, you can get a hold of the teacher and she'll talk to you like in person through there. But after that like hour window, you can email the teacher and then she will email you back with instructions. But there's no other way for like the kids to get a hold of her. They have to send an email or have their parents send an email.
Those teachers are not home checking their email.
No, they're living their best life.
On. They're like, I'm logging out. I'm heading out, or I'm getting a bowl of popcorn and watching my, you know, Virgin River or whatever. They're catching up on TV, and then every end of every episode, they're like, did somebody email me? Oh, I'll get back to her. Next episode. They're not trying to, nothing against teachers. I have nothing but respect for teachers, because they do have a hard job, so definitely, when a snow day comes, they should be able to enjoy it too. They shouldn't have to sit and spend an hour uploading all this stuff, and they should be home catching up on TV shows. Okay, all right. I think that's it, but that does bring up an interesting topic for a future podcast. I can't say for sure the next episode because I always forget stuff. And then, so that might not happen, but about schools and education and how things work. But that being said, thank you guys. Wait, so tomorrow, snow day, yes or no? Lene?
No.
No, they're back in school.
Yeah, today wasn't either.
Today, we
had school.
Because today it reached the mid-20s, so they're like, you can go to school. Okay. All right, so no one has a snow day tomorrow. I feel like somebody put this on their Facebook that like, if the weather is not old enough to drink the temperature, everything should be closed. That's it. That's it. If it's under 21 degrees, we don't need to be going anywhere. There's nothing that important that we need to go out and get stuff done. We should be staying home and safe, especially the people that can't drive in the snow. Does that worry you when you're out on a snow day? Do you take your kids in the car and go out anywhere on those snow days when it's like snowy and icy? Does it worry you about the people that like can't drive in the snow?
Well, it doesn't bother me to drive in the snow. I feel like if I drive down the street and I'm good, I'm fine driving. The other people do worry me because I know other people can't drive.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The people that don't know how to, I mean, does that concern you that they're, because I see people trying to fishtailing and skidding and all kind of stuff. Does that work? Does that make you not want to drive with your kid out in the snow?
A little bit, yeah.
What about you, Lene?
If it's too bad, I don't want to risk anything. I'll just stay home. But yeah, the other drivers all scare me. My driving scares me. My husband's driving scares me. It's just all scary.
Well, we just kind of drove through a blizzard to get some Indian buffet on Sunday. So
we did. Didn't we?
And I actually looked at your wife and I was like, we picked a perfect day to make this road trip 45 minutes to get some Indian. And Christy was like, it's fine. Who cares?
Yeah, I know.
And Bill was the same way. So I think it just like depends on the people, because Bill doesn't have a care in the world. Like, he don't care about the other drivers. He don't care about his driving. He's just living his best life. Me, I'm like hitting my emergency brake on the other side and just like sitting there on my phone. So I'm just not looking up at anything that's happening until it's over.
And that's funny. When we were driving there, we were passing through roads where neighborhoods where this side street was totally cleared and the next side street was totally uncleared. Like, I'm like, is that a different municipality? Because nobody cleared that street. But all right, in any case, so hope all of you guys stay safe, stay warm. Hope all your kids enjoy going back to school tomorrow. And thank you for sharing all your thoughts and comments with us.
When I woke, there was no one there to hold.